Welcome to Urban Wine Life. This is Michael, your bougie black brother, and we're here for another episode of Wine Reviews. So welcome back, everyone. This is Michael, your bougie black brother, and like I said, we here for another wine review, and we're going to go back to a vineyard that I spoke about earlier. It's the Robertson Winery, and this is that South African. So I thought I brought a Chardonnay, and then what sneaked up on me was this Sauvignon Blanc. And if you saw before, I love Sauvignon Blanc, so I try to have as many of them as possible. And, you know, I have two reviews of a couple of Sauvignon Blancs. One was New Zealand, Marlborough, Dyed in the Wool, 2008 Sauvignon Blanc, which was an amazing one. I really enjoyed that, but this is way back, about 3-4 years ago. And then I had a Mohua from New Zealand as well. I'm still looking for that perfect Oregon one that I had in years ago. I didn't do a actual review on that, but Oregon has some really amazing Sauvignon Blancs as well. But this is the one that I went with the Robertson Winery. Like I said, I wanted to try a couple of these, so I brought the two bottles, the Pinotage and the Sauvignon Blanc. So, to the Sauvignon Blanc. So this is what the comments, you know, always say. Here's the comments of what they said about this actual Sauvignon Blanc. It's a 2016 Sauvignon Blanc. And so it's a little newer. It's fresh, Robertson, South Africa, like I said. So these are the winemaker's comments on it. It's full body with powerful varietal flavors of bell pepper, green apple, and freshly cut grass. Good structure with lovely balancing acidity. Enjoy it with seafood, smoked salmon, roast chicken, pork. That's their notes. Cellaring 1 to 2 years. Maturity 2 to 7, residual sugar 2.7. So I said, let me try these, and really didn't dig in to find up much more. So these were two blind testing. Price point for both of these were $7.99. Regular market value was between $8.99 and about $10.99. But I was trying them anyway, so I wanted to try these. And usually with a Sauvignon Blanc, I love my salads with them because they have that herbal greenery taste. Sometimes you get that fresh cut grass, just like they said, or some herbals like maybe some oregano or basil and different things like that. You can kind of get that smell and flavor with that. So, so I'm always trying to get a good Sauvignon Blanc with a good, decent meal like that. I've had it with some salmon and really with some chicken, but usually a good salad to go with whatever that light meat is goes so well. And then you can contrast that with a salad that has like a kind of sweet to it, because most Sauvignon Blancs don't come off really, really sweet. So you'll be good to go to say it's not too sweet. It's a crispness. The New Zealand has a good crispness to it, as opposed to the Oregon. Oregon is a little more flavorful. They're a little more fruitful. So the Sauvignon Blanc, I can kind of play off with all types of food. But this one, once again, South Africa, I'm going to keep letting you know. So when you go out and you check it out, then you can go from there. So we're taking a whiff of that, like I always do. And I'm getting a little lime. So I'm getting some lime out of that. It doesn't say anything. They say green apples. I'm getting a lime kind of aroma from that. And the bell peppers, maybe if you're looking at a green bell pepper, because it's kind of that. You can kind of smell that in that structure in that way, but not quite. You know, sometimes you get a bell pepper and you get that little stinging because it's that peppery taste when you crack it open and it's like, and you suck that in, but you're not getting that. So it's really light from that. So I wanted to try it and go from there. So let's take a quick drink. So, very light. They said full body. Nah, not full body. It's a little medium body. So I'm noticing on the Pinotage as well as this Sauvignon Blanc, they both have pretty light. It's not forward. It's not greeting me. It's not giving me welcoming me in. That flavor isn't jumping out. I'm trying to get that the acidity is light. I had it, you know, kind of chilled, but I let the chill go down because as it was like cold, I didn't get any flavor. I wasn't getting anything. It wasn't even having that crisp taste to it. But as I let it get to room temperature, some of the flavors came out. So the flavors that I'm getting is that lime. I'm really getting the lime. I'm getting a little herbal taste, but slightly, not really. It's not complex as what they're presenting it as. You know, I don't even get the grassy to a certain extent. So these Robertson wineries, and I've already had two in a row because I wanted to try these, but I'm not as impressed as I thought I would be. And sadly, I didn't think about this as a price point structure either because I've had $30, $20-some dollar actual Sauvignon Blanc that was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. I had some $12, $15 ones that I love. Like the Mahua is, I think, at a price point of $15, $18. And I love that one. I haven't been able to find it again, so I'm have to go back to the specific stores for that. But this one, I won't return to it. But with that price point, once again, I think this is a party favor. You know, you bringing people over who's not really accustomed to a lot of complexity of wine. This is a good introduction. So they would say, hey, this I'm not sure what I'm smelling or I'm not sure what I'm tasting. And you could give them simplistic answers to these. And if you keep it chilled enough, they'll enjoy it. And the Pinotage is pretty much the same way. They'll go really well with your food pairing, but I'm not really impressed with this. I can do without. Won't be a return buy, but it was okay. I'll say okay. It's not like this is just a terrible wine. I won't go back to this. If I had it and someone was serving it, oh yeah. But I would say, let me have this with my wine. This is not a sitting. Enjoyable complexities. We can speak to the wine type. This is a decent wine from that. But again, this is the Robertson Winery. Let's spell that out. Robertson Winery. So that's what you got. And it's a Sauvignon Blanc 2016. So if you look at this, and if you go to the website, they have plenty other wines there. But I'm not sure how aggressive I would get to those because these two that I had wasn't really that impressive. So one that I may do is the Chenin Blanc. The Chenin Blanc that's there will probably be a little better because South Africa does really good Chenin Blanc. So kind of get that. Shiraz, I won't touch that Shiraz unless I'm getting it from Australia. But you know, I've heard they had good Shiraz as well in South Africa, but I may try a different vineyard. I probably won't go to the same winery. I'll probably go from that. But I got to say, these Robertson Winery, I'm not as impressed as I was hoping the white will be a little different than the red, the Pinotage. So they have some varieties of Cabernet Sauvignon, Shiraz. They have something called a Ruby Cabernet and a Merlot. So those three wines, they got a sparkling Pinot Noir rose. So, you know, they even got a little rose there. But the Chenin, Sauvignon Blanc, Viognier, That's a little special one. I need to get one so we can do a review on that, because that's a cross between a Pinot Grigio and a Sauvignon Blanc. So if you get that Viognier, that will be a really interesting wine. But I'm only getting that from France as well. But that's what we have, the Robertson Winery Sauvignon Blanc 2016. Pretty average. Good buy for the price. So the price point, good buy. But I think I'm going to spend a little more, because I do like to enjoy my wines, and I love to recommend the ones that I enjoy or something that you can speak to. But that's what I have. This is Michael, your bougie black brother, on Urban Wine Life. See you soon.